Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
And here's another one. This is from David. David says, "My name is David. I just want to say the topic is so enlightening. Thanks, Radio Pulpit. I'm listening from Vereeniging." Thank you so much, David. We give the Father all the glory who teaches us together. And I trust that we are learning together even for the better. Now, Professor, I need to bring this to you. The very aspect of spiritual conflicts these days, and, you know, as I said, I will focus on the horns that have been lifted against us, and then we seem to be overlooking those horns, you know. Now, 2 Chronicles 15. And I want to support what Barukia was saying, verse 7. "But you be strong and do not let your hands be weak, for your work shall be rewarded." There is a horn that makes people to actually neglect the work they were created for. Now, I'm saying this, Professor, because when we talked about Neo, you said, yeah, everyone is where the call is. Everyone is taken to be where the calling is taking them. Now, we find much of the times, therefore, that we allow our hands to be weak. And this horn of condemnation that calls us lazy. I don't know if you've ever come across this that says South Africans are lazy. It's a horn from darkness that calls us lazy. And because of that, we actually forget to work as the Father had commanded us. Because it says, "For your work shall be rewarded." We forget to work as the Father has commanded us. Professor?
Thank you very much, my brother. Yeah, this is a very bad one. And you have quoted the statement that is preach all over about the South Africans, that South Africans are lazy. That's because there is comparison between people, between this one and that one. And we do not ask the question, who is doing what and where is it doing that? Are you doing what the Father has told you to do? You know, as you are talking about this, I was faced yesterday with somebody talking to me. And was saying, you know, we need to stop asking God for his will. What must I do? What must I do? And then said, whatever you find your hand doing, you must know that God has allowed you to do those things. If you apply your mind to it and then you know that God has guided you into doing that, you must know that God is with you. And sometimes we end up desiring what is outside of us and what is not ordained for us. At the end of the day, we neglect what God wants us to do. And where we were supposed to hold and touch and make a difference, we are not doing that because we are competing with someone else. So when I see Brother Ray doing what he's doing at work, so I want to be like him. And God does not like that because we are now comparing our giftedness amongst each other. And when we do that, we are simply telling God that he did not gift us accordingly. So while we talk of that, I'm led to the scripture of Luke 10, verse 41 and 42. I think we know more the scripture of the two ladies. Let me quickly open it. It's Mary and Martha. Mm. And both of them were found busy. They were doing something. And while Martha was busy preparing what she was preparing, she ended up looking what Mary was doing, which is something that you are trying to raise here. So she was actually busy preparing what she was preparing for the disciples and Jesus. And because she was not content in what she was doing, she ended up complaining. So in other words, some of these conflicts we find ourselves at is because of comparison. God has given you something to hold on to. God wants you to do what you do. God has given you that ministry. And you don't want to do what God has told you to do, and you're looking at Mary doing what Mary is doing. Moreover, in this particular case, it was your choice as Martha to choose what you were doing. And then afterwards, you start complaining. So these are the horns that we face daily. These are the conflicts that we face daily. We want to satisfy someone else, and we don't look at God. We don't find the will of God. We don't do as guided by God. At the end of the day, we do not do the will of the Most High. So I want to also look at Romans 18, when we look into the struggles that we find ourselves at as the children of God. I am the child of God, and I know that God is with me, but now there are things that are not moving accordingly, and I need God to intervene in my life. You spoke earlier about the horns of discouragement, and now I want to talk about the horns of suffering as a child of God. How do we deal with suffering? How do we deal with the testing that comes with us being in faith? So let's read that quickly, which is in the book of Romans. Romans chapter 8, starting from verse 17 and 18. So it says here, and if children, then heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. So looking into verse 17 is giving us our identity. We are the children of the Most High. We are therefore heirs and joint heirs with Christ. So therefore, there are things that will happen to us, things that we must take as part of the journey if we are in him. So if he suffered, there are some things that will happen in terms of the sufferings that we will suffer as well as the children of God. And because we did not prepare that in our minds and our faith has not yet embraced the sufferings, we find ourselves complaining on the journey. We find ourselves losing hope on the journey because we are not prepared to suffer with Christ. We are not prepared to walk the journey that he walked. And we are not ready to persevere till the end up until we be glorified together with him. But the scripture tells us that we must consider that the present sufferings are not worthy and they are not compared with the glory that shall be revealed. And you will find then the people of God losing hope. You'll find them going for plan B. You'll find them leaving God and going to the alternative ways of solving problems. You'll find them doing the things according to the Egyptian ways, even when God has given us the word of promise. But you find us being holding back to the word of the Egyptians because we've been there for quite some time. Failure to persevere in times of suffering and in times of trouble are what bring us into conflict. It's what brings confusion even to those who are observing. Whereas we must be aware that this journey with the Father will need us to persevere till the end. And the scripture tells us those who will hold on till the end are those who will be saved. But we do not have that understanding. We think when I give my life to Yahushua HaMashiach, then it means everything will be smooth. And we are not prepared to suffer with him. We are not prepared to go with him. And everything that happens that does not go my way, it becomes a discouragement. And I think God has not answered and God is not with me. And even my confession changes, my preaching changes, my conduct changes. Whereas we must really know these are the things that we are going to face on the journey with the Father. If you are a child of God, be ready to suffer with him. Be ready to stand for him. And the lifestyle that you must live must be the life that will portray his goodness, his glory, and that you have chosen him truly. And we must be aware that these things will happen to us. But the word tells us that the present sufferings are not worthy to be compared with the glory. So it means we are called into perseverance and not be swallowed by the conflict. Obviously, they will happen because we are still here in this world and the flesh wants to be comfortable. And when it needs its comfort, it might need it at the expense of the spirit man. And this is what we must guard against, that these conflicts are meant to come and steal our spirituality, our relationship with the Father. And these are the things that the house of God must be aware of so that we don't fall into such temptations.
I hear you quite well. Send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729. Tell us how you feel about this. We are talking about spiritual conflicts. that we face each and every day. My perspective is on the horns that the devil is raising against us, which we basically do not look into quite often.
Tapelo ya motho yo lukileng ena le matla. Tswela pele go rapelela Radio Pulpit moshumong o re o dirang Afrika Borwa le ka ntlhagamelwane ya yona.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
All right, babongane, sawubona.
Akubona mfundisi Ray no Professor Mbetsi nabalaleli bonke be Radio Pulpit. Isihloko esithi spiritual conflict kushukuthi ukushayisana ke kwemibono enkolweni nokungabonike ngeso linye ukwehlukana ke kwemibono ke yabantu nokwenza ke izinto namhlanje ke kuningi nje ukushayisana ke enkolweni ekutholakala ukuthi ke abantu ke abavumelani ngakho njengokushadisana ke kwabantu kobubulili obufanayo nokuthi ke abantu ke bethi bekhonza ke uNkulunkulu baphinde ke futhi ke bakhonze ke nezithixo abantu ke abathi uJesu akuyona indodana kaNkulunkulu ungumprofeti ofana ke nabaprofeti ke abangabaholi babo abanye ke bayayibuza ukuthi ke uNkulunkulu ke lo uyisima kanjani unomzimba na uNkulunkulu ke ukhona abanye bethi akekho ke uNkulunkulu abanye ke bathi ke uNkulunkulu ungumuntu wesilisa ke abanye abantu bethi ke uNkulunkulu ungumuntu wesifazane some of the notable causes of conflict are ignorance, miscommunication, misunderstanding, imbalance, material resources of living, competitiveness, perceived bias, and above all, a feeling of superiority belief. Bantu abayitshela ukuthi ke iy'nkolo zabo ke zingaphezu kwezinye iy'nkolo ke zabantu. There is nothing wrong with conflict. Disagreement happen. But the way we are to resolve our conflict is extremely important. The Bible does not hide from the issue of conflict, nor does it condemn all conflicts as sinful. The Bible's greatest figures found themselves in conflicts with someone or something. Some ways to resolve conflict. Genesis chapter 13, verse 8 to 9. So Abram said to Lot, "Please let there be no strife between you and me, and between my herdsmen and your herdsmen, for we are brethren.
Yeah.
Is not the whole land before you? Please separate from me. If you take the left, then I will take the right. Or if you go to the right, then I will go to the left." Solving conflict takes initiative. Someone must make the first move. Abram gave Lot first choice, putting family peace above personal desire. Genesis chapter 26, verse 21 to 22. Isaac's men then dug another well, but again there was a dispute over it. He dug another well. This time there was no dispute. Solving conflict takes humility, a desire to see peace more than personal victory. 2 Samuel chapter 3 verse 1. Now there was a long war between the house of Saul and the house of David. But David grew stronger and stronger, and the house of Saul grew weaker and weaker. Numbers chapter 12 verse 1 to 2. Then Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman who he had married, for he had married an Ethiopian woman. So they said, "Has the Lord indeed spoken only through Moses? Has he not spoken through us also?" And the Lord heard it. Solving conflict requires that we focus on the real issue. We focus only on resolving the problem, not attacking the person. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 24. A servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but must be kind to everyone, be able to teach, and be patient with difficult people. When someone disagrees with what you are saying, maintain a gracious, gentle, and a patient attitude instead of becoming angry and defensive. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Colossians chapter 4, verse 6. Let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone. James chapter 1, verse 9. My dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. UJesu wehlangane nomfazi womSamaria. Umfazi womSamaria ke wathi ke bona abaphuzisani ke amanzi ke namaJuda. Ngakho ke kwaye kune conflict lapho kushayisana. Kwaye kukhona ke ukushayisana phakathi ke kwamaJuda ke noChrist uJesu. Angibonge ke uNkulunkulu anibusiseke egameni likaJesu Kristu waseNazaretha. Amen.
Siyabonga kakhulu babongani. Thank you so much. I'm talking to Professor Buyiso Ndezi and also Barukia. We are touching base on this, the issue of spiritual conflicts and the conflicts that we see in the spirit today, which we face daily. And some of these being wars waged against us, and these horns prevailing because we are not paying careful attention.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet, join this life on 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
All right, you can give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. We are talking about spiritual conflicts that we face today. And I said I'm going to look into the perspectives of horns that are raised against us every day, against our communities every day. I'm going to look into this. And Isaiah 35, verses 4. Say to those who are fearful hearted, be strong, do not fear. Behold, your Elohim will come with vengeance, with the recompense of Yahuwah. He will come and save you. There are those who live in a state of fear. Constant fear. You see a person passing by twice your house, you're already calling the police, you know. Constant fear. There's a shop. You know what I look like, Ishmael. You should see me, man. There's a shop that when I enter into that shop, always the security follows me. I'm used to it. I'm used to it. sometimes I would say, okay, man, okay, help me push this. And he says, no, I can't, but I've been told to follow you. Because when people look at you, they see a scratch on your face or something, they think that you're a thug or something.
Sure.
People are full of fear. They are afraid. We used to say people be in fear of the unknown. They are afraid of tomorrow. They are afraid of their neighbors. Where I live, just here, just a few minutes from Radio Pulpit, just here on the mountain, people have walls that if you can break down that wall, you can build 2-4-roomed houses and give to people who don't have houses. People have walls that are electrified also. Dogs that look like lions, you know. I'm telling you, man. There are cameras in the street. I'm talking about where I live. There are cameras in the street. When I run in the morning, they blink, 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 blink. And you know what I look like. And when I run in the morning, it won't be more than 10 minutes. Then there will be a car with lights on top, profiling me. Yeah. Because people live with fear. Those who minister also live with fear. They're afraid their ministries would go down. They're afraid. People are afraid that they would lose their jobs. They're in debt. People are afraid that they may die. Like their parents, maybe you'd find that a parent has died at the age of 50 or at the age of 35. At the age of 40, the parent has died. And perhaps maybe it's cancer or whatever. And they live in that fear that, oh, man, this thing is genetic. You know, I am going to. In our family, they would say things like, in our family, I listened to this other cousin of mine say, hey, in the family, Yaruna, Hunale Kensan Dati. You see, and it's perpetual fear, you know, this opening up. Is it Job who says, what I feared has gotten hold of me. What I feared has gotten hold of me. And the devil is raising that horn of uncertainties and fear so that you won't even be able to step into the faith. You would remain in the darkness and just cover yourself. And before you know it, time is gone. And your ministry, your calling and your destiny are not fulfilled. Prof, what comes to mind? Oh, Mayaki, sorry. What comes to mind? Sorry, let me take. Sorry, Prof. Sorry about that.
No problem.
Yes, Mayaki.
Hey, Mayaki, Chuda. I tell you what the world is experiencing. It's so tough and it's so bad. And it's what happens everywhere we go.
Yeah.
As you mentioned, you know. So it's so challenging for believers. Or is it because also maybe we doubt the enemy has rendered us powerless and we tend to forget who we are? That even when we get, let's say you go to the doctor and then the report that one receives, it's more like an obituary, which tells you, it's a terminal illness, you know? And your belief, one's belief gets left behind because now they're thinking death, you know, as opposed to life, the word of Abba, who is actually the healer, you know, and it is upon us accepting those words, you know, that have been spoken when they have been spoken and are diabetic, they admit, and we fail to remember the power of words as well. You know, to say we have a healer. Yes, they may speak what they speak, they may give the evil report, but what we need to know is that we need to wear an armor, go into a prayer closet, and seek counseling from our Heavenly Father. who is our creator. So the scripture in the book of James 1 says, come with us for joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be matured and complete, not lacking anything. But are we doing that? No, it seems we are lacking. And yet, Abba is promising plenty because we doubt, because we don't trust. Because we have to get into understanding who is, let him be the one who leads.
Yes.
Let him be the one who is the driver. Not I must sit and be at the passenger seat to say, yes, I may have problems. Mary. 2 Chronicles 20 says, the battle is not yours. It's not my battle, but the battle is his. Because we need to remind ourselves of the words. We shouldn't be forgetting what the promise of the word says. Because the minute, it means the light gets dimmed. And now we need to be... this flame needs to go and light other candles. We need to be an inspiration to others and to remember the joy of the redemption. That Isaiah 35 says, the desert and the parched places will be glad. The wilderness will rejoice in and it will rejoice and blossom like the crocus. So these are the words that Abba is speaking. And even nature is actually telling a story, because we can see that it is all written within nature to say that all this promise is true. These words are not a lie. Therefore, Haratwana who is the adversary to steal from us, to steal our joy, to make us enter into some form of disbelief, because we say we have. Our Father is our stronghold, our tower, and our refuge. So, which means when we are in Him, right, the enemy cannot be able to get hold of us. So, we are put into a safe place, and the enemy cannot be able to jump. And once we know it, we have the shepherd who's looking after us. So, it is us trusting, it is us believing, it is us returning, and maybe also to go and reread the words and try and understand and get revelation. Because if Rita Rebala can read a newspaper or magazine, then we will miss what this is about. But honestly, it needs to be practiced. This lifestyle, it needs to be practiced, because we say we are representation or representatives of heaven here on earth. So, but they need for them to come, they need to see that radiance, they need to see that vigor in us to say, you know what, even if the chips are down, but you know, they will never hear you stop praying, they will never hear you stopping pushing until the mountain is moved and we are able to achieve or to receive that which the manifestation that is due to us. But it seems that we are not wearing an armor. The scripture says, wear the helmet of salvation. So the helmet is in the head. So which would mean that we allow thoughts that are of wickedness, that convince us to say, you know, in the garden, I cannot see the army. Is it true? So he wants to instill doubt. And once that doubt is instilled, then everything is gone. And by then, it leads us to go and do wrong things. We will find ourselves in altars of darkness. We will find ourselves going to ask or seek help for whom, and leaving the one, the only source that is our strength, our alert.
I hear you alert. Quite well. Aman, we're taking your calls. You can give us a shout, 012-334-1322. some of the spiritual attacks and spiritual conflicts that we are facing, you can send us a WhatsApp 082-657-2729 or drop us a voice note on the WhatsApp 082-657-2729. You can also give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say on this matter. Things are really happening, and the devil has raised quite numerous horns against the believers. Numerous horns against the believers. And you and I need to be careful, therefore, that we follow the word and led by the Spirit of the Father to expose these horns, because they are just exposed. They are there. They're exposed. They are there. And so we need to actually be able to see these and expose them for what they really are. Mahauta, I see your message there, but it's empty. Claudia, yours also is empty. Professor, let me bring this to you. I wanted to bring this one to you. Now, when we also look into Isaiah 52, verses 1, and I want to speak about the horn of slumber. Now, it says, "Awake, awake, put on your strength, O Zion, put on your beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the holy city. For the uncircumcised and the unclean shall no longer come to you." This power of putting our own garments, waking up, being woke, waking up. There's a horn that basically is a horn of slumber amongst believers. Even though there's a call of waking up, they continue to enjoy the benefits of slumber. And this, it is because the devil knows that once we can wake up and wear our apparel, the enemy shall not be able to come near us. Let's take the call first. Hello there, hi.
Hello, my brother.
Hey, Putwami.
Bully, thank you, my brother.
Sawona Put, welcome, sir.
Bully, thank you, Professor. Thank you, no brother Baruki.
How's it going?
Talking, brother Ray, about spiritual conflict. There are many prophets, Nabahu, Labapumile, Lapayana, declaring within the pure manda, itunye. Between you the peace about and Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
He come like a little thing to my brother. But our God is more concerned about church purity, not church growth, my brother.
Yeah.
Or numbers. My brothers and sisters, my sister's good to Satan, we are Mangaliso. Kepa wenza logo, good to his abant, good don't abant ngala mali lakhe. Sibabona ngendlela abaphila ngayo. They are not displaying the heart of a servant or a shepherd, brother. Ngoba baphuma ukugunda izimvu zikaNkulunkulu.
Yes.
Everything is about personal gain, my brother. Yiko kufanele sihlale ngokukhuleka and worshiping God. Ephesians 6, verse 14, it is, "The light of truth is the only valid weapon against spiritual conflict or deceptions." Yeah. Ni labantu sebashumayela ivangeli labaholi babo. Umuntu athi, "Hey, but hi man. Yeka lesontwana yakuze lapha yana kulesonto lethu lapha ebandleni lethu. Uzobona lenqeko ugeneral yenza izimangaliso, hayi Jesu Christ." So now ngene kanjalo angeke ulunge vele nje. Ngokufaka nasingenzeki lezi zinto zohamba uthi ha kuthiwe mina lezi zokwenzeka wazingenzeki kini. Ngiyabonga kakhulu uNkulunkulu and uthi the God be glory.
All the time may the Father be glorified. Thank you so much, my friend.
Thank you, my friend. God bless you.
Blessings to you too. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Can you believe Councillor Masego is sending a message? Councillor Masego.
Oh, come on, man. You can't do that. Yabaz Lababu rich, quick rich, and they scam people. You can't do that, Councillor Masego. No, please, don't. You can't do that. On a live radio. Oh, Wabana. Can you put this on a newspaper or something? Let's see. All right. Professor, let me bring this to you, therefore. And we see much of the times this very aspect where, you know, there is so much of slumber amongst us to such an extent that we don't want to wake up to wear the apparel we are supposed to wear, to start to know his real name and speak his real message. Because, you see, once we have that, the enemy will not be able to advance us into our lives. But we seem to be enjoying the benefits of slumber. Professor?
Thanks again, my brother. But now the question is, are we aware that we are asleep? Because if you're going to talk about the benefits of slumber and all of those things and aspects you've just mentioned, how many of us are aware that there are things that we have not woken up to?
Mm.
You are mentioning the name of the Most High, and I like the way you say it, Yahuwah Elohim. So, yeah, very soon I'll be able to say that, Yahuwah Elohim. That these are the names that have not been introduced to us, and when we say them, it's like we are saying a foreign word and a foreign name, rather. And when we are saying these in front of other people start saying we are worshiping idols. I remember one lady came to our church and then found us speaking about the name Yeshua. And then I was like, these people are worshiping Joshua. And they were looking at Joshua as a person. And they even spoke of TB Joshua in Nigeria. And they couldn't understand that we were trying to elaborate and explain who are we worshiping. So the question is, how many of us are aware that we are still asleep to some of the truths that the scripture is trying to reveal to us? And the Bible tells us, awake, awake, and put on your strength. And the strength that God wants us to put on is the strength of knowledge.
Mm.
How much do we know, and what do we know, and how do we know what we know? Are we knowing it in such a manner that it has an impact to us and to those whom we are preaching to? Mm. If we don't have this strength of knowledge, it means our gospel, our message, will not make any difference in their lives. We will be like those who continue to preach from darkness, from the point of slumber. So this is very, very important for us to be aware of. When God says, put on your beautiful garment, there is glamour, there is glory in preaching through the name of the Lord, through the name that he has given to us. And we need to then start finding these names and using these names and not be embarrassed in calling him by his true name, calling him by the name that the Father gave him when he came here. But because we are not aware, we will continue preaching the wrong messages, using the wrong names, using the wrong doctrines, and we are using the doctrines of the world that make us to conform and be accepted where we are. And God wants us to wake up. Wake up and know who you are, who your God is, what is his name. And in the past, you spoke about a translation of the name, and we are even using the name that is not even a direct translation. I think that's a subject of another day. But this verse is very, very critical in waking up the believers. They are conflicts that we are faced with, and we need to deal with using the word of the Most High. So let me quickly go again into the scripture here, where we find this conflict between personal issues and the spiritual issues, where our own personal issues are interfering with the spiritual issues. And in that regard, I want to quote Acts 15, starting from verse 36 to 39, but I'm just going to focus on verse 38, where we are finding Paul having a personal conflict, which ended up at including the spiritual journey that he had to take with the disciple. Let's read verse 38. It says, but Paul insisted that they should not take with them the one who had departed from them in Pamphylia and had not gone with them to the work. then the contention became so sharp that they parted from one another. And so Barnabas took Mark and sailed to Cyprus. This was the case where a personal issue interfered with the personal, with the spiritual journey. And I believe that even us in this time and age, we do have such issues where we are mixing the work of God with our personal issues, and we end up not isolating what is what, and we are tampering with the work of God. It means we need to be able to separate what is your issue and the work of God. And here we are seeing Paul leaving a disciple simply because this disciple did not react or respond in a certain manner. And it brought conflict within the group, because it started by bringing a conflict to Paul himself. So we need to guard against our characters, our emotions, that they are not tempering with the work of God. And Jesus himself speaks about this when he speaks about us being his disciples. So even in our discipleship, guard against conflict. What are things that can stop you from doing the will of the Most High? What are activities that you will prioritize over the work of Yahushua HaMashiach? For that, you can read Luke 8, verse 20 to 22. And you can also read Matthew 8, 19 to 22, where Yahushua was called that your mother and your brother are standing outside desiring to see you. But then he answered to them and said, my mother and my brother are these who hear the word of God and do it. So we do find ourselves conflicted between our families and the work of God. Would you satisfy your family member? Would you pay attention to your family member first? Or would you pay attention to what God had told you to do? So these conflicts make us not to do the will of God, because we want to still satisfy our family members. We want to prioritize them over prioritizing the work of God. And here we are seeing an example where he says, my mother and brother are these who hear the word of God and do it. So there is no way, or there is no reason for us to continue in doing what our families are dictating us to do, particularly if it is contradicting with the work and with the will of the Most High. It is unfortunate that most of the time we'll find ourselves confused, not knowing what to do. When you look at Matthew 8, 19 to 22, Yahushua himself is talking to his disciples here. And then he said, foxes have holes, when he starts to verse 20. Foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. Then another of his disciples said to him, Lord, let me first go and bury my father. But Jesus said to him, follow me and let the dead bury their own dead. So we do get into a conflicted state by wanting to prioritize what we think is important over what the Lord expects us to do. And when God does not find a place in our hearts, when he cannot lay his head in our hearts, we then get to a state of confusion, and we cannot exercise his will. We cannot do his will. And here he says, let the dead bury the dead. So it means he's telling us, do not be confused. What you need to prioritize is my will. But we do find ourselves getting conflicted by wanting to pay attention to what we think is important. And in this case, there is a contrast between family issues, God's will, and discipleship. So for us to be totally and truly disciples, they're supposed to be kind of the way in which we'll deal with God. Mm. Prioritizing God and doing his will first, so that we can be in him, for him, and be able to do his will. So God first, and then we can be able to do what he says we must do.
All right, send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729, the spiritual conflicts that we face these days.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 0826572729, and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Zibandakanye nathi ekuguquleni impilo zabantu ilizwe liphela apha ku Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
Mpakula Maureen.
Good evening, my brother. Thank my you. Brothers in the Lord, I greet you all in the wonderful name of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Spirit. No. My brother in the Lord. Jolo ke chulo rena na ke agata wa op ke agata opela ke na le mina talk o reng tsule la moya wa hao jiso tsule la moya wa hao jiso ipilu tsa runa Jiso tsulelam bari wa hao Jiso tsulelam buya wa hao Jiso tsulelam buya wa hao Jiso dipilung tsa runa Jiso tsule lambo bari wa hao Jiso tsule lambo wa hao Jiso tsule lambo ya wa hao Jiso dipilung tsa runa Jiso tsule la moya wa hao Jiso. You know when you have the Modimo a tsholetse moya wa hao Jiso Kriste a tsholetse moya wa hao, there will never be a spiritual conflict in your life. Why? Because of Morena Jiso tlabe a tsholetse moya wa hao ho wena pelong tsa rona. You know, I was singing this song, Coffin Raling. Ereka nete Modimo a re thuse a tshollele moya wa hae bo pilong tsa rona. And hona le engwe mina talk oring. Jehovah.
Okay, we will take on the songs later. So bona baba.
Yebo kunjani?
Siyaphila kunjani?
Siyaphila kushukuthi mina ngifunele siyela bo Matthew 5.
Matthew 5. Ngiyabonga bhuti wami, inkosi ikubusise, sibonga kakhulu. And of course, everyone is facing spiritual conflicts. We are facing these each and every day. Paul says we are pressed on every side but not crushed. Paul had Christ in him. It's important that we look into the word and really speak the truth. Let us take another one. Sawubona Dumela, babongani.
Pastor Ray and Pastor Barukia and also Professor Mbezi and all the Radio Pulpit listeners, the topic spiritual conflict. There is a conflict in flesh and the spirit. Galatians chapter 5, verse 17. For the flesh lusts against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. The gods of the Gentiles are demons. The gods exist, but they are not God. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 17. They sacrificed to demons, not to God. To gods they did not know. To new gods, new arrivals that your fathers did not fear. Gentiles relate to real powers in their cults, but these powers are demonic. For all the gods of the peoples are demons. Psalms 96, verse 7, give to the Lord, O families of the peoples. Give to the Lord glory and strength. Matthew chapter 12, verse 22 to 30 speaks about two kingdoms and in conflict, the kingdom of heaven and the kingdoms of this world. Obedience to Jesus' direction and trusting in his promises is a stand upon which his kingdom is built. We are to be defined by our love, both to those within our Christian fellowship as well as the community of those who follow someone or something else. Scriptures teaching a true life of Jesus are clear on what our manner of living and style of speech are to be. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. Thank you. God bless you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. We really appreciate. And of course, let us sum it up. Spiritual conflicts will always be there. The devil is the enemy of our souls. When you have Christ, you face that. It is a lie to actually say when you have Christ, you don't face spiritual conflicts. Actually, Christ says the world will even kill you thinking they are doing good. They will kill you thinking they are saving the Almighty by killing you. So we really need to be careful and really not mislead. Your final sentiments, let me give you a minute, Mayahi.
Mayahi, what I want to say, thank you very much, is that words are spirit, and you can speak words which are good, and you can speak words that are evil. So, and that's a contradiction or a conflict, because let's say as a believer, we shouldn't be found speaking words that are evil because they become sword to another person. Also, when we look at the Hebrew word for the soul, it is called a napash. Now, napa in napash, it's a wrestling kind of a thing whereby the flesh and the spirit continually are fighting each other. So you can see for in what we're going through with regards to this, that there will be those things that are like hate, covetousness, you know, everything that leads us away from that which is good. So hence there's that fight, because then we need when we trust in Abba to go according to his word, which is now the spirit that would be kadash or good or clean or pure, as opposed to that which is of evil, in order to overcome the lust of the flesh. And we are able then to win the battle, and we are able to live in true happiness, and we find shalom, we find joy, we find happiness when we do that. Aman, halala.
Aman, halala. Professor, your minute.
Thank you, my brother. 1 Timothy 3:15, it says we must know how we ought to conduct ourselves in the house of God. So we need to have constant spiritual check so that we can guard against this conflict and be able to use the word to get rid of them and to deal with them successfully. Thank you so much. Blessings to you, my brother. Blessings to Brother Barukia. Blessings to the Radio Pulpit family. Hallelujah. Amen.
Thank you so much. Next week we are talking about, and this is just going to be interesting, we will be touching on the issue of spiritual innocence. What is spiritual innocence? We will be touching on that next week. Thank you so much, Professor. Much blessings to you and your family. Thank you.
Thank you. Blessings to you too.
Mayaki. Thank you, Tuda, Tuda. Blessings to you and the family, man. Travel safely, man. I hope the rain has stopped.
Yeah. Tuda Raba, and shalom to the Radio Pulpit family, to you and your household, to also Professor Wilson Desi. May it be well with all of us until we meet again next week. Shalom.
Shalom. Thank you so much, and thank you for listening. We give the Father all the glory, the majesty, and the honor. There's none like Him in our lives, and thank you so much for the WhatsApps, the calls. Thank you for answering the question. Thank you for making reference to Scripture, and thank you so much for your continuous support of the show. We really appreciate. May the Father greatly bless you. To the King above all else, we give Him glory, majesty, and honor. His name is Yahuwah Elohim. From me, Ray, it's been great, it's been good. Tuda Raba.
Tu nembe ukuyihamba nawe lendlela yobomi. Hlala umamele, tyelela ku radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729, and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.